Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Yeah. No, no, don't. No, never mind.
No.
All right. Let's go straight to the poetry.
Please, please. Yeah.
Baxter Black is riding along with us. This is his rendition of what we've been talking about. This is Oysters.
I got a phone call the other day. Man wanted me to judge a women's cycling contest. I said, gosh, I don't think I can get 28 days off. And this can get a boy in trouble. Yeah, I guarantee it. I live over here in Brighton, and I got a phone call one day, and it was a lady, and she introduced herself and said that she was a reporter for the Boston Globe. In Boston. She didn't think I knew. And she said she was on assignment interviewing odd people. And she wanted to do an interview, and I said, well, I'd just be delighted. I'd be glad to do her bagage. And she said, well, fine. She said, I'd like to take you to lunch. And I said, nope, no way. Let me take you to lunch. See, it's the cowboy way. And you might get lucky. Guy never knows you. But you see, what I had in mind was to expose this person to what I consider probably the ultimate in our cultural cowboy cuisine, a little crop that we harvest every spring. Branding time from the little bulls. As you see, it did not dawn on me in my little world when we talk about oysters, it ain't exactly the same thing they're talking about in Boston. And we sat down, and the sign up on the cafe wall said, oysters, 50 cents.
How quaint.
The blue-eyed sweetheart said with some bewilderment, I didn't know they served such fare out here upon the plain. Oh, sure, her cowboy date replied. We're really quite urbane. I would guess they're Chesapeake. Or Blue Point, don't you think? No, ma'am. They're mostly Hereford Cross. Usually they're pink. But I've been cold, so cold myself, what you say could be true. And if a man looked close enough, their points could sure be blue. She said, I gather them myself out on the bay alone. I pluck them from the murky depths and smash them with a stone. Woo! The cowboy winced. Imagining a calf. with her beneath. I use a pocket knife. Yank him with my teeth. Oh, my. She said, you animal. How crude and unrefined. Your masculine assertiveness sends shivers up my spine. But I prefer a butcher knife. Too dull to really cut. I wedge it in on either side. And crack it like a nut. I pry them out. If they resist, sometimes I use the pliers. Or even Grandpa's pruning shears, if that's what it requires. The hair stood on the cowboy's neck. His stomach did a whirl. He'd never heard such grisly talk, especially from a girl. I like them fresh, the sweetheart said, and laid her menu down, then ordered oysters for them both. When the waiter came around, the cowboy smiled gamely. Though her words stuck in his craw, but he finally fainted dead away when she said, I'll have mine raw. Thank you.
Boy, there is no one better than Baxter Black.
Oh, man.
One of my favorites of his.
Absolutely.
Yep, you bet. Yeah. Good stuff. Well, here, taste this, right? Yeah. We have a niece who did not understand.
Did not. What, but she does now.
She does now what sweetbreads are.
Right.
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 So she was in some fancy restaurant.
Yeah, down there in
Texas.
Houston.
Yeah, yeah.
No, right. It was Dallas.
Dallas.
Fort Worth.
Oh, was it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She saw sweetbreads. Sweetbreads.
Oh, that ought to be good. Yeah. You know, cinnamon roll or something like that, right? Yeah, it's lymph nodes. It's bovine lymph nodes.
Yes, it is.
And they're usually fried.
And they're very tasty.
I can't stand them. I'm sorry.
They are
and
delicious.
Maybe, well, maybe it was because of how Dad cooked them.
Oh, well.
Yeah, he'd just throw them raw into an omelet
right.
And then cook them.
Right.
And it's like, okay, I can't do this. But anyway, she ordered that. She said, this isn't what I ordered.
Well, yes,
well let me
it
tell
is.
You what you ordered.
Yeah, if you're not certain, you might ask.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep. Well, let's end the show.
What?
Susie Boggess is riding along with us, and this week she is eating at Joe's.
Yeah.
Joe's.
Eat at Joe's.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, I know. There's more. Yeah.
Pozole?
Oh.
Ooh. It cures hangover.
Menudo. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Pozole's good. Menudo.
Menudo. Well, the tripe. I can do without the tripe, okay? Yeah.
Well, that's what pozole is.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I can, that's good stuff.
Either one of them I like, but I can do without the tripe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's put something else in it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Other than tripe, okay? Yeah.
What about curry? Oh.
I love curry.
Oh.
I do. I'm a curry guy.
I can do it.
Yeah, I like it.
You
don't do the curry.
No.
Oh, you love lutefisk. I know you do.
I will try it.
Well, let me tell you, all right?
I would try it.
It's white fish that's been soaked for 5-6 days. Then it is soaked in a lye solution.
You're right.
For another 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
Then it's soaked another 4 or 5 days in fresh water to get most of the lye,
out.
Yeah. Wow.
It's just rotten fish.
Well, and they say if it's done right and it's done with good fish,
yeah,
it's mild tasting.
Okay.
Okay, well, yeah, that's your story.
Whatever
you say.
I've never had the chance
to
try.
I'm
looking forward to it.
I know, we're
it.
Swedish, but okay, I'm drawing the line there. Right. You eat pickled pig's feet.
Well, why not?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Because it's not right, okay?
Because it's pickled, you can eat
it. It's just not right. All right.
Mmm, delicious.
Yeah, right. Mincemeat pie.
I would love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Suet pudding. Have you ever had suet pudding?
No.
I have, and it's actually pretty good.
Really?
Suet is just fat.
Yeah.
It's just animal fat and made into a pudding. It's not bad
not
if it's
bad.
Done right. Yeah.
Ah, I've never had the opportunity.
Yeah. You like liver and onions and, of course, the beef heart, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 Lebkuchens.
Lebkuchens.
Lebkuchens are basically fermented gingerbread cookies.
And Baxter says you can pave your driveway with them.
You could, yeah, absolutely. Hey, we need... folks want to stay tuned for next week?
Absolutely.
We had a request to do a little research on 18th and 19th century American horses. So stay tuned.
I will.
Folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Here, taste that.
Not touching it.